Trick or treat!
Look at this. We got Superman and Batman. And what about you, young man?
I'm Harvey Pekar.
That doesn't sound like a superhero to me.
Oh, forget this. Why does everybody have to be so stupid?
Harvey Pekar, the comic book writer, longtime file clerk, and immortal anti-hero spirit of Cleveland, Ohio, saw stupidity everywhere he looked. Here he is being asked by me back in 2007 how to get Americans, and in particular his fans, more involved in democracy.
You reach more people than we reach.
What do you want me to do? I'm going to give you a cartoon?
Yeah.
I'll give you a comic page that you can put on your website.
You would do that?
I would
do
that for
us?
You. Yeah. I understand I'm supposed to get paid a little bit.
This is a great country.
Not that, the milk of human kindness flows through my veins or anything like that.
And that's not what I feel when I look at your face. All right, give us a couple of panels here.
Okay. I say, you guys are coming over to my house. So I say, come on in. What are you guys here to report on? You think Ohio was such a pivotal state?
We do.
You know, the people in Ohio have not made very good choices over the last several decades. Most of the people in Ohio are pretty much like they are all over the country, average. And average is dumb.
He wasn't dumb, and he was hardly average. Harvey Pekar was an American original. He died yesterday at age 70. His comic book series, American Splendor, you're a fan of that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's drawn by some of the best comic book artists in the history of the business.
I mean, is there a better portrait of America in late 20th century than American Splendor in some sense?
There's not a better one, certainly. No.
Well, actor Paul Giamatti, who played Harvey Pekar in the movie American Splendor, we played a clip earlier, he told us yesterday that Harvey was one of the most compassionate and empathetic human beings I've ever met. He had a huge brain and an even bigger soul, and he was hilarious. He was a great artist, a true American poet, and there is no one to replace him. Here's Paul Giamatti replacing Pekar for just a moment in that film, American Splendor.
Well, the truth is I got a serious problem with cleanliness. Well, I could wash a dish 10 times, it'd still be dirty. And they even kicked me out of the army because I couldn't learn to make a bed.
Well, here to help us remember Harvey Pekar is Josh Newfield, the writer and illustrator of A.D. New Orleans After the Deluge. He worked as an illustrator for Pekar for 15 years and joins us to remember, I think it's fair to say, the great Cleveland writer. Good morning, Josh.
Hi there.
So, Josh, as an illustrator for Harvey Pekar, what did that job involve?
Well, you'd get a script from him, which was basically broken up into a series of boxes with little stick figures and balloons coming out saying what they're supposed to say. And depending on how comfortable Harvey was working with you, you could just go from there and send him finished pages. Or when I first started out, I got a little bit of photo reference from him of some of the people who were in the scene with him, if it wasn't just him, and maybe I'd show him some thumbnails or preliminary sketches first. Mm. But you sort of took it from there, from his script, which was fully blocked out and scripted.
Josh Neufeld, how could you tell he was comfortable with you?
Well, when I first started working with him, I actually sent him some of my stuff in the mail saying, hey, I'm as good as some of these guys who you got drawing for you, so give me a shot. And I was just a young punk at that point. So.
And he had the best. I mean, R. Crumb drew for him, as well as lots of other really famous comic artists.
Yeah, I mean, he'd had... as the years had gone by and he was self-publishing, he was paying a lot of these artists out of his own pocket. So sort of depending on the state of his own finances, he could afford sometimes better artists than other times, let's say, or he would go through different artists. And it was an anthology of different artists that he was working with. So, there were always new people coming on board and other ones sort of dropping off. So when I first sent him my stuff, I was shocked when he actually called me on the phone about a week or two later and sort of gave me a little bit of a third degree to just kind of find out that I was, a regular human being, I guess. And
why are you bothering me? Why are you bothering me with your drawings? Oh, I could just hear him.
I know,
voice.
I can too.
What's his legacy?
Well, I mean, geez, he sort of invented a whole new genre of comic book storytelling. I mean, I think what he did with American Splendor has helped validate the form in a way that it's kind of impossible to imagine some of the other, you know, great comics that have come out in the last 15, 20 years without his influence.
Who's a greater loss to Cleveland, Josh Neufeld, LeBron James or Harvey Pekar?
I think you could let Clevelanders answer that, and the answer would definitely be Mr. Pekar. There's no doubt about that.
Wow. What's your favorite sort of storyline that you did for Harvey before we go?
Oh gosh, you know, I guess just to be totally self-serving, there was a story that he and I did a couple of years ago about his cat and getting treatment at a vet hospital, and it also had to do with Harvey and all the different medications that he had to use. And there was a story about how when I originally penciled it, that was one where I did send him pencils originally. He didn't like the way that I drew the cat in one of the panels and thought that it was too aggressive looking. So he actually called me up and we talked about it, and I ended up redrawing that.
Wow.
And that story was so memorable to him that he ended up doing another story in American Splendor about the incident of him and I talking about it. So I ended up being a character in the story, in the next story, as well as getting to draw that story. So that was definitely fun.
Josh, thanks for being with us. Josh Neufeld illustrated for Harvey Pekar for roughly 15 years. We leave you with Harvey Pekar's voice from the movie American Splendor.
Life seems so sweet and so sad and so hard to let go of in the end. But hey, man, every day's a brand new deal, right? Just keep on working and something's bound to turn up.